Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday morning, the Mueller report came out. And now we've had about 20 hours or so to process all of it. We're done with the legal aspect because Mueller said there was no collusion with the Russians and wasn't ready to move forward one way or the other on the issue of obstruction. So now it's off to politicians ultimately to process this and decide what they're going to do. And with some insights on that, we are joined now by Professor Leonard Steinhorn, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Professor, welcome back to KDKA Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I do appreciate you making time. Where do you see things moving forward in the next week or so, a couple of weeks, when it comes to how Democrats and how Republicans are going to portray this and move forward based upon the report released yesterday?
Well, obviously, sort of the partisanship is not going to disappear with the publication of this report. People are going to be interpreting the evidence differently. They're going to be sort of angling differently in how they approach it. But here's the bottom line. Because Democrats control the House of Representatives, they'll be able to set the agenda. And for them, there's sort of a mother load of information in this Mueller report that they'll be able to use and paint a portrait of the White House and try and learn more about what was going on and what the responsibility of the president was. So you say in your lead-in that Mueller didn't find collusion. Well, it's interesting. He actually doesn't really use that word in a legal sense. What he said is he didn't find any evidence of a criminal conspiracy or formal cooperation between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. And he defines that by calling, cooperation, quote, an agreement, tacit or express, between the Trump campaign and the Russian government on election interference. But there's so much other information in there, so many more examples of what Mueller calls numerous contacts and suspicious interactions between the Russians and the Trump team, that's something that the Democrats are going to dive into and say, we need to learn more because the Russians are an existential threat to our democracy. And we need to know if the Trump campaign was receptive to the Russians in terms of how they wanted to do this, even if there wasn't a formal agreement between them. So they're going to dive into that. They're also going to dive into the various lies that were reported in this in Mueller's research. Then they're going to try and figure out more about this obstruction of justice charge that Mueller said he couldn't come to a conclusion on, but said it clearly did not exonerate the president, even if the attorney general sort of ultimately ruled that he wasn't going to bring any charges in that area. So there's a lot of material that the Democrats are going to be going into in the House of Representatives. The question is whether it will rise to impeachment. I don't think that they're going to go down that path, but the bottom line is whether their investigations and oversight will cause enough doubt about the character of the president that it will make a lot of people wonder whether this is somebody they want to reelect in 2020. And of course, the Republicans are going to counter that argument, saying the president was a victim of an overzealous media, overzealous investigators in the FBI, and his political opponents. And in essence, everything he did was because he was put on the defensive the first day that he became president of the United States.
To what extent do you believe that the Senate Republicans could conduct their own investigations into what brought about the investigation ultimately in the first place in the special counsel?
Well, they may try, but when you see all of the information in the report, though much has been redacted, arguably because some of it is based on ongoing investigations or ongoing legal sort of procedures, they can certainly try, but there's so much evidence in here that suggests malfeasance, even if it doesn't rise to criminality, that I think they would be hard pressed to say that that evidence that they're seeing in the Mueller report was all politically motivated in terms of how this information came through. The bottom line is this. The FBI had a responsibility to look into whether the Russians were interfering in our democracy and trying to accomplish their goals through our democratic process. That's a fully legitimate thing, and it shouldn't matter whose campaign it involved. That's a threat to our democracy and everything that we stand for, to have a hostile nation with values contrary to our own trying to change our democratic outcomes. So they were fully justified to be able to do this. And then the evidence suggested that there were any number of contacts with the Russians, particularly initiated by the Russians, through the Trump campaign to accomplish those goals. So I think the Senate Republicans will have a very hard time suggesting that their political motivations, when in fact there's so much evidence here that the Russians were trying to do harm to our system of government. If they try to do that, they may run into some sort of dead ends. Even if they find a few FBI agents who may have been pro-Hillary, they would probably also find plenty of them who would be pro-Trump. And where would that lead us? The bottom line is we have to get to the bottom, and what we all should agree with, the Russian hostility and the Russian attempt to interfere in our democracy.
It will be very interesting to see to what extent the voting public, not the public at large, but the voting public, that they'll be paying attention to all of this moving forward into the election of 2020. Professor Leonard Steinhorn joining us on the Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thanks as always.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.